Lisa Pereira with another look at what it says in your morning newspapers.
There's a striking photo on the front of the Irish Times of Russian President Vladimir Putin being saluted by one of his honour guards. The guard looks about 12 and his glove is too big for him. The headline below the picture says, Putin questions Ukraine's ceasefire proposal. But the main story for the Times is about accommodation for asylum seekers. The government has stopped opening new asylum seeker accommodation centres in certain parts of the country, writes Conor Gallagher. According to internal government documents seen by the paper, properties identified for possible asylum seeker accommodation in North Inner City Dublin, along with others in Kerry, Clare, Mayo and Donegal, were no longer being accepted due to local and political feedback. These include hotels identified as the last hotel in town. That didn't take long, says the headline on the front page of the Irish Daily Mail. It's about Donald Trump's threat to slap tariffs of 200% on European alcohol. The Mail says it would be disastrous for Irish drinks businesses, which export over €865 million worth of products to the US each year. The sense that Micheál Martin had survived his encounter with Donald Trump in the White House is dashed in today's papers. Whiskey in the war is the front page headline in the Irish Daily Mirror. The Irish Independent has an article about what a High Court judge alluded to as quack lawyers. Mr. Justice Michael Toomey said people without legal qualifications were clogging up the system with nonsensical applications based on pseudo-legal advice. He made the comments in a case involving a property in Galway. He said a half day in the High Court, which could have been used for other cases, was wasted on an application which no legal practitioner would have brought. The Irish Daily Star continues its comprehensive coverage of the Cheltenham Festival. Black for More is the headline on the front page. Inside, the paper reports on Rachel Blackmore's sensational 152-1 double yesterday when she rode two horses to victory on the same day. She dedicated her win to her cousin Robert Blackmore, who passed away last weekend. Come on, Rue Boy in Green. That's the headline on the front page of the Irish Sun. It quotes Wayne Rooney as saying he was close to playing football for Ireland, but he would have been able to do under the granny rule. But he snubbed the boys in green after only being called up to the under-21s. Speaking to the Stick to Football podcast, he said, I was like, I'm not playing for Ireland under-21s. The Irish News is reporting on a feud amongst dissident Republicans, which the paper says has escalated. Oghlaoigh na hÉireann has issued death threats against seven members of Republican Network for Unity. Pictures have circulated on social media of two masked women from Oghlaoigh na hÉireann holding 3D printed guns. The Belfast Telegraph reports on a case in Downpatrick Magistrates Court yesterday in which a man was handed down a driving ban and fined £500 for crashing his car while having more than twice the legal limit of alcohol in his blood. Ryan Hand, who the paper describes as a well-known broadcaster, had previously featured in a road safety TV ad.
Lisa Pereira.